God, man, already this week is off to a fantastic start. Oh my gosh. I literally recorded a podcast literally like 5 seconds ago, and I just realized I was watching the Lakers versus the Nuggets, and I just realized that I missed a fucking assignment that I had to do that fucking counts as like, oh my gosh, a test question. I have so much shit to do this week. It's just unbearable. It's just ridiculous. It's like, Jesus Christ, so much stuff. It's just absurd. I'd like an assignment that's a part of like a test, or that's a part of the test that's due, and it apparently counts as like a test question, and I didn't do it. I literally didn't do it. I just completely forgot about it. I was like, I know I'm forgetting something, but yeah. Fuck, it's so annoying. This week, I don't know what is in the fucking water for this week, but it's like, it's just, there is just so much shit that I have to juggle. I mean, technically, it's like, I don't think it matters that much because it's like my grade in this class is just, it's already so high to begin with. But this week has just been like the calm storm before the fucking storm. It's like I have this huge important week next week in the finals, right? The finals for the semester. And then this week I have 3, but really 4 tests literally within the span of 3 days. It's just, oh gosh. And then I have like so many fucking major assignments that are due this fucking week. It's just so insane. Oh my God. I was juggling so much. It was just, oh God. Oh man. It's like, then it's like I have to do an interview for another class. It's just, there's just so much shit that I just, that's just in and around me in regards to this. I had this awesome intro, and then I looked at the time and I was like, the assignment was due on midnight, and I was like, oh yeah, I have an assignment that's due. And I was like, I thought I could maybe open it up and do it literally right now. And then nope. Gosh, man, I'm so exhausted. This, like, these final 2 weeks of school, there is just so much pressure to perform. It's like I have tests. I have, like, all of these important assignments that are due the week before finals. And then I have fucking finals. It's just, I'm so annoyed. I'm so fucking annoyed with just the process right now. I'm so annoyed. Oh my gosh. Anyways, What was I gonna say? Let me do the introduction. I'm 24. This is my podcast, 24's Podcast. Draft this week. Today we're kind of going to recap sports, things of that nature. Over the weekend, Formula One as well. Not really a lot to say there, but some stuff to say. And basketball had a really awesome night tonight. Overall, it's just been a really, really awesome kind of couple of days for sports as a whole. I gotta talk about this. It's just so fucking annoying that, like, literally, oh man, I was so exhausted this morning and today that I kind of just powered through my drowsiness and sleepiness, and then I went home and I took like a 3-hour nap. I woke up at like 8 o'clock, and then I've been just watching the Lakers for like essentially the last 2.5 hours, and then I just completely forgot. Because I was stunned by the ending, I just completely forgot about this homework assignment, and I was putting it off all weekend, and I should have done it sooner, but I was just like, I don't know, I was just so out of it this weekend. I just was not in the right mindset, but that kind of sucks that I didn't do this assignment. The assignment counts. It's like this 6 to 10 sentence paragraph thing, and it's like, apparently it counts as a test question and it counts as an assignment. I don't even know how that's going to be broken down, but to make matters worse, the freaking thing, the assignment was due to like tonight, like 20, 30 minutes ago, and I've just had it. Oh, gosh, it's just, yeah, I'm so annoyed with this whole situation. I just completely just dropped the ball on it. Anyways. God, man, I'm so ready for this semester to be over with, so that way I don't have to focus on school. And then it's like, you know what I have for another school class? I have a fucking, I just juggled so much shit today. God, man, like this week is so disastrous when it comes to school as a whole. It's just I have finals that need to be done. I have, not finals, I have tests that need to be done. I have finals. I have big projects that need to be done as well, like big assignments. And it's just like, oh my God. It's just absolutely relentless. It's like I have, it's not like I have 1 week of testing. It's like I have 2 weeks of testing. It's just ridiculous. And then it's like I have this gigantic, huge assignments. Hold on. Sorry, I'm just like reading stuff. I'm reading like the final exam and stuff like that, and for one class, and I just, oh gosh, I'm just so fatigued. So monumentally fatigued. I just completely forgot about it. It'll be fine, pretty much. God, man. There's this meme of, not even this meme, but there's this quote in the movie The Dark Knight. Oh yeah, by the way, just to kind of like give the podcast schedule. So this week we're going to have draft on Wednesday, mock draft on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, main draft. We'll cover the draft as a whole both days. And no music matters this week. I think next week I'll talk about the Tortured Poets Society, or the Tortured Poets Department, which that's going to be fun because it's going to be literally the Friday after finals. And that's kind of what the schedule is going to look at. And then we'll kind of jump right into to the NBA probably full on, because there's not really going to be a lot to talk about. There's probably going to be in like a week, I'll probably have like kind of like analysis of the draft on Monday, and that's kind of what it's going to be. Gosh, man. There's that scene in The Dark Knight where Heath Ledger's Joker is like, "Where is Harvey Dent?" He says that. I gotta say something right now, okay? I spent the rest of my refund check on, like, just fun stuff I'm super excited for. I'm super excited for the summer. Let me check the weather. The weather, oh yeah, by the way, enjoy the simple things in life, right? First time I go to college, like 7 years ago, I'm staying in a dorm that for some weird reason does not have any curtains in it. And so my dorm room specifically, every single morning gets fucking blasted with sunlight. Like to the point where it's like my head is on fucking fire every single morning that I wake up, and I hate it. And so, what was it? Yesterday, I'm studying for today's final. Or not today's final, but these two tests that are on Tuesday. Time is weird right now because it's early Tuesday morning, really late Monday night. So I'm studying for these two tests, and my face, and it's Sunday morning, and so my face is just getting fucking blasted by sunlight. Just blasted by sunlight. I'm just dying of sunlight right now. And I kind of take myself back to like when I was like in college, and I was like, and I put this sheet because I have this sheet and I have all these clothes that I washed and but I haven't put away, folded and put away my laundry. But it's like I have this fucking sheet that I just simply put. I mean, the simplicity of it is just, it's awesome to me, but I don't know. I'm exhausted right now. Long story short, I just put two tacks. I hung up my sheet and that essentially acts as like a curtain. And now it's just like, it made me so fucking happy. Something as like simple as that, where it's just like, I just put up a sheet and it made me so happy because it's like, now it's like, I don't have to worry about the sun blasting me. My windows are tainted in this room. The only fucking windows in this house that are tainted. And the fucking problem is that it fucks up my eyes so goddamn badly. Because my eyes are, like, trying to dilate, but then they kind of, like, they retract. They don't get dilated because my eyes can, like, detect that there's sunlight, but there's also not enough sunlight to really fully dilate my eyes. And so because they're tinted, and it really fucks with my eyes, and it does not fuck with and nothing fucks with my eyes more than, like, the sun, like, literally beaming into my room, dilating and then undilating my eyes, and now it's like there's some control over it. And I do like natural light. It's just like this fucking god-awful tent. You want to know the irony about this tent? The tent that's on my windows in this room, because my room is the attic, essentially. It's upstairs. And because it's upstairs, it's insulated. It has a lot of fucking insulation. So it gets monster, 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 monster hot in here. And there's really not a way to, like, prevent it from getting so hot. But essentially what I do is I just open up a window when it's cold or when it's windy enough or close all the doors. There's no good way to solve this problem. But the tint on my windows is kind of supposed to solve it. They don't. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. But I was like, I feel like solved like one problem today. I'm super excited for this whole semester to be over with because last night I just deleted a bunch of stuff off of my PS5. I re-downloaded Cyberpunk 2077 and I finally put Final Fantasy 16 on my PS5 as well because I just want to play video games for like a week straight or 2 weeks straight before I get back into a process of just working and things of that nature. Here's the thing, right? I started off with this weird Heath Ledger quote during The Dark Knight where he's like, "Where is Harvey Dent?" I ordered my Odin 2 almost a month ago to this day. It is my graduation present. It is supposed to have a shit ton of games on it. I was literally playing SSX3 in class today. I mean, it wasn't like in class. It was like before class. But I was like playing it before class. One of my classmates kind of recognized it because it's an awesome game. I'm playing it and I'm just like, I hate playing it on my fucking PC. On my computer. It's not a PC. It's a Mac. But I fucking hate playing it on my Mac. It sucks. It's terrible. It's god awful. And it's like, I have... How much memory or how much storage do I have on my Mac right now? Like of just free space. How much? There's 100 gigs left of like just storage on my Mac. Do you want to know what is taking up about 500 gigs? All of the fucking games that are on my fucking MacBook that should be on my fucking Odin 2, but instead is on my goddamn Mac. And let me tell you something else. Let me tell you something else. I thought that my Odin 2 would have been here by now. I thought it was going to be here by now. It's like, I ordered it at the beginning of the month. I ordered it literally at the beginning of April. Where is it? I'm trying to like find my email for it. Hold on. Do I have the date for it? Even on like the order, it doesn't tell me the date, right? The order doesn't tell me the date. So I have to look up the actual fucking, like, date of this thing. Yeah, I ordered it on April 5th. It's the 23rd. It took them 2 fucking weeks. 2 weeks to, like, ship it. I don't know if they had to manufacture it. I thought, here's the thing. I thought they would have these fucking things just shit sitting on shelves, just waiting to be shipped out, ready to go. Instead, they fucking, I guess, I don't know if they had to manufacture it. I don't know if they're made to order. I don't know what's going on. But it took them 2 weeks to ship it out. They shipped it out last week on, like, Thursday. And it's still in fucking China right now as we speak. It's still in China, right? It gets shipped out Thursday. Thursday, technically, the 17th. So we're talking about it got shipped on Wednesday. The information got received 2 days later. It goes to Sha Tian Dongguan. I shit you not. I love these names. Dongguan. I love these names. It gets shipped out to fucking Dongguan in China. And I'm like, it's just stayed there for 4 days. And it says shipment arrived at facility and measured. It said that for fucking 4 days. I have my fucking 500 gigabyte SanDisk Ultra Micro SD XH UHS-I card with adapter. I have this fucking, I have my memory card right here in my hand. I don't know if it works. I would like to know if it works. It probably does. It's a SanDisk, so it's a nice brand. But it's like, I would like my Odin 2 here. Here. Where is it? Where is my Odin fucking 2? I've waited for this thing for almost a fucking month. They ship it out in 2 weeks, and it's in Dongguan, China, just sitting there waiting, you know, to get on a flight to America or something like that. I paid $22 in shipping. What service does $22 of shipping get you? Apparently, not enough to get you out of Dongguan, China in 2 fucking days. I was like, it's going to be shipped out, right? The day after it gets to Dongguan, China. No, then it's like the next day, then the next day, then the next day, then the next day, then a day. China is 13 hours in front of me. So it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon there, and it's still in Dongguan, China. Ni hao, ni hao. I just... ugh. Gosh. Where is my Odin 2? And it's just like they said that it takes like 3 to 5 days for it to be shipped out. And I'm like, I'm at day 4. So confused right now. So confused. This is my graduation present, which is why I'm like, to myself, of course. This is why I'm like so on edge, because I'm just like, when is this fucking thing supposed to ship? I don't have it. I don't have it in my hands. Then it's like I ordered a bunch of stuff. Some stuff is already on its way. Some stuff is going to get here on Thursday. I'm just so tired. I'm so tired. I want to go to sleep so badly. I have so much stuff to do. So much stuff I have to review for my final. I keep saying final. Technically, it is a final. It's a final test. But it's like I have to review for my tests. And it's like I have to get like 2 hours of sleep. I mean, it's just... the good thing is, like, I only have morning classes tomorrow. And it's just like, it's make it, take it. It's like, boom, boom, boom. As soon as I'm in, I'm out. Just as I thought I was out, it pulled me right back in. But yeah, like, literally, as fucking soon as I'm done. But it's like, then I have... want to know what I have tomorrow? On Wednesday, more tests. Technically, it's one more test, but it's... I still have a test. So exhausted. So exhausted. Let's talk about sports, I guess, because I think it's pretty much, yeah, it's 20 minutes. I love how I can just literally talk about nothing. Pretty much,
I mean, technically talk about stuff, but I don't know. I'm just, mind is fried. Anyways. Hold on. Sorry, I'm exhausted. I'm just looking at reactions to the Lakers losing tonight. Lakers had a 20-point lead against the Nuggets, and they blew it. I don't know what the Lakers are doing. The Lakers should win the series. You know what? Controversial opinion. Nuggets won last year. Nuggets are winning this series this year 2-0. I feel like the Lakers should have won tonight. Probably should have won Saturday night. I saw both games. And I was like, Lakers are going to take this game. Really, the Lakers should be up 2-0 in this series. But it's like, the Lakers play so badly down the stretch. LeBron was fresh. LeBron was healthy. Darvin Ham needs to fucking wake up. Anthony Davis probably was on like a fucking 40-point heater. Anthony Davis was absolutely cooking fucking Jokic. And I get it, the Nuggets made adjustments, and I mean, he had 32 points. He should have had 40 points. Like Anthony Davis was 14 of 19 for tonight. Tonight, and I was just like, he should have just gotten more looks. I don't even think he took a shot in like the final 5 minutes of the fucking game. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It makes zero goddamn sense. It really does. Does not, excuse me, make any sense. It's just, I don't get it. I'm trying to, like, look at the individual splits here. Hold on. Let me just kind of try and find the box score on ESPN, even though I'm not, like, a huge fan of their stat tracking and things of that nature. Austin Reeves still had a bad game. He was 1 for 5. He was 1 for 5 from three. Rui Hachimura, non-existent. But yeah, it's like Anthony Davis was popping off. Jokic really could not stop him defensively. The Lakers were getting Jokic involved significantly in the defense or in their offense, the Lakers' offense, the Denver Nuggets' defense. And I mean, the Lakers were just, they were tearing them to fucking shreds. And then the Lakers, they just said, fuck it, we're not going through Anthony Davis. There's times where I don't fucking understand. This makes me so mad when teams, regardless of sport, teams will just go away from the hot hand for some ungodly reason, and it makes me fucking insane, because the Lakers had a clear path to victory, and that was through Anthony Davis, who was having a fucking heater. Then Anthony Davis doesn't have to fucking take a shot at the end of the game. By end of the game, I don't mean like the final shot. I mean like, I don't think he took a shot for the, I think, you know, I, he did take one shot. I think it was like one, he made it, of course. It was like a deuce. But beyond that, like in the final couple of minutes, he didn't get really any fucking looks. This motherfucker probably should have had somewhere close to 30 shots, to be honest with you. I don't get it. I really don't. Should have had Jokic more involved in the defense as well. Jokic, what were his points? He had 41 minutes. He was 27. Michael Porter Jr. had 22. Jamal Murray had 20. Aaron Gordon had 14. It's like literally D'Lo, LeBron, and Anthony Davis all were in double figures. Austin Reeves had 9 points, and Rui Hachimura, again, was a fucking donut. He was -7 in the plus-minus, which is bad. He had 3 points all game. Bad. Bad, bad, bad. But I don't know. I think the Lakers can still win the series. But they really wanted one of these games. They're going to have to take it in game 5, and they're going to have to go home, and it puts a lot of pressure on them, and they're going to have to clean house twice at home. It's hard. You really wanted one of those buffers, one of those games. Really wanted both of them.
It is what it is, I guess. Anything else I got to say about that game? I mean, it was an awesome game overall, but it just, I'm more frustrated with how the Lakers played down the stretch. I was like, you guys should not have lost that game whatsoever, and they did. And here I am sitting super late tonight, exhausted, wanting to go to sleep, but I have to study. By the way, that new Game of Thrones TV show, House of Dragons, shout out to that. Apparently, it's going to start broadcasting on June 16th. Shout out to that. The new Deadpool movie looks awesome. I read that book, not the Deadpool book, but the Game of Thrones book. 700 pages of fucking awesomeness. Never read a Game of Thrones book before in my entire life. And this one, the Fire and Blood one, that's what the TV show is based off of, is literally a history textbook. Awesome TV. Awesome, awesome, awesome book. Or technically, it's an awesome book. It's awesomely written. I can't wait. I saw like a little bit of the first episode, and I was like, yeah, I don't really want to watch it because I kind of know what's going to happen, to be honest with you. I'm also super excited. I think I just said that, like, the wires are getting crossed. I said, like, that I already, I cannot remember this because it's like I already recorded some of this podcast. And even though it's like I've been talking for 26 minutes to me kind of feels like 3 minutes. So I don't know if, like, the 3 minute podcast that I recorded earlier blends with this. I don't know. I'm tired. But it's like today, I was going through my library of games, really Saturday, Sunday, I was going through my library of games, my physical copies, and I was like, I want to play the Phantom Pain, the Cyberpunk, the Phantom Liberty game, not Phantom Pain. I think that's a Metal Gear Solid game. Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 5, the Phantom Pain. I want to play the new Cyberpunk game. I played the first. I played Cyberpunk without the DLC, but apparently everybody says that the new updates plus the DLC really changed the game for the better and it makes it awesome, et cetera, et cetera. But then on top of that, put in Final Fantasy 16 as well. I had some stuff to do today, but all that stuff I'm super jazzed about. I'm super excited about. I'm tired too. Formula One had an interesting weekend this weekend with its Grand Prix in China, the first time that it's been back in like 5 years, since 2019, to be honest with you. And it was kind of headlined by Lewis Hamilton and Lando Norris, two drivers that are in two cars that should not be really P2 and P1, being P2 and P1. Lando Norris and Lewis Hamilton were both just top of the grid during the sprint, and that's because it was raining outside during qualifying. They both perform at a high level, bada bing, bada boom. They qualify very highly on the grid. Race day or sprint day comes, Lewis stays in second place, Max overtakes him, gets P1, not a lot of interesting stuff there. Same thing kind of happens more or less, Max Verstappen wins the next Grand Prix, but there's this interesting kind of development in Mercedes, the car. I'm super fascinated with Mercedes because it feels like their dynasty is kind of at this end. I mean, in American sports, there's these, I mean, I'm explaining this kind of like in a broad and general sense, but in like American sports, there's dynasties, there's these, you know, these huge championship runs for these respective teams, and they start and then they stop and then they end, and then it's really, really hard to duplicate or replicate that because they're kind of like these once in a lifetime experiences. Like the San Antonio Spurs, they have their dynasty. They're trying to essentially become a winning team again. They're not trying to win championships. I mean, they are technically, every team is, but they're trying to essentially go back to being a playoff caliber team, which they haven't been in what, like 3-4 years, something like that, maybe 5, since maybe 2019 when they had Kawhi. But will they have, for example, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and Manu Ginobili on their team again, or players like that on their team, these like huge Hall of Fame players, you know, that are going to contribute to the dynasty? Like, probably not. Probably not. maybe in my lifetime, maybe not. Spurs have been quite lucky at actually getting awesome players. George Gervin, the Iceman, the Admiral, and David Robinson. Tim Duncan, obviously, the greatest power forward of all time. Tony Parker, Hall of Famer, and Manu Ginobili, who's kind of this like great depth piece slash Hall of Famer that they've had on their team as well for a very long period of time. Here's the thing. Even though the Spurs, they have Wembanyama, again, they probably won't be able to duplicate their dynasty, and that's perfectly fine, but they're just trying to win. I think something kind of similar may happen with Mercedes, or kind of is it. Mercedes and Formula One are like, Formula One in general is a completely different sport. I mean, it's a motor sport to begin with. But it's like, when you think of the word dynasty, you think of all of the people involved in creating that dynasty. The reality is, the car matters. The Formula One car, the team that you are racing for, matters probably more significantly than the driver. I mean, granted, Max Verstappen has just absolutely backhanded his teammates and Sergio Perez, among other drivers as well, like great drivers. Daniel Ricciardo, Pierre Gasly, Alex Albon, Sergio Perez. Like, he has smashed these people in every single iteration of this Red Bull, from the turbo hybrid era to the ground effect cars. I mean, he has made his rivals, technically his teammates, look terrible. Really, really bad. I mean, he's gotten people fired. But, and so there is, like, there is a factor with the drivers. I'm not saying that there's not. But it's like, if you put Max Verstappen in a fucking Williams, there's no way that he's a three-time world champion. There's just not. And I think that is something that is starkly different from a lot of sports. Is like, you cannot, as the driver, carry your franchise, carry your team, if your car sucks. On a Mercedes. Mercedes' car sucks. I mean, granted, a lot of cars comparatively to Red Bull suck, but Mercedes' car, I said something interesting in February. I said Lewis Hamilton, I felt that it was interesting that Lewis Hamilton immediately drops Mercedes like a hot potato. After like a week, more likely than not, of driving that new car, technically it's the current car that he's driving right now. Just after a week or so of driving it, he's just like, I'm out. I'm joining Ferrari. I thought that was interesting then. And now I kind of realize, and I think everybody realizes why he did it, because he knew immediately that the car was going to suck. He knew immediately that the car was going to be uncompetitive, regardless of however good George Russell is competing. George Russell, I mean, they broke it down on Sky News. I was watching a segment on it. They're like, if you take the fastest Ferrari this weekend, which was Leclerc's Ferrari, versus the fastest Mercedes, which was Russell's, Leclerc's Ferrari is a second, it was lapping, I think at the end of the race, a second and a half faster than Russell's. I'm going to have to go back and see the race and to see if there was any like extenuating circumstances as to why there was such a huge deficit. But that Mercedes, man, somehow, some way, the design is more conventional, but the actual execution, the actual performance is worse than what it was last year. Whether teams are getting better or just Mercedes is just that bad. Here's probably the breakdown in grid, right? And as I was talking about how awesome Max Verstappen is as a driver and how he smashes great drivers, you have Lance Stroll, who is a terrible driver, who's god-awful, right? Not just because of the incident this weekend, but the last year's worth of data on him, right? Fernando Alonso comes in, goes into like an upper middle of the pack car, a car that can, at the beginning of last season, could kind of compete with Mercedes. He goes from, what was it, Alpine to Aston Martin, and now he's competitive, you know? Lance Stroll is in the exact same car, and it's like, I mean, this motherfucker is completely uncompetitive. He's getting fucking overtook by the fucking Mercedes for the last 2 years. Aston Martin has probably had a really, has had a competitive car in the last 2 years, and he gets overtaken by both Lewis Hamilton and George Russell. Last 2 years. Doesn't make any sense. when the car is really supposed to be competitive. And so it's like Lance Stroll is kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum in regards to a driver in a car, or the significance or the relevance of a car versus a driver. Cars are more important, but drivers are also important as well. It's a combination of the two. That's why Sergio Perez is just uncompetitive versus Max Verstappen. It's like he's in the exact same car, but he's not very good when compared to Max Verstappen. But it's like, going back to Lewis, I think Lewis is so fascinating as a driver. And the reason why I talk about Lewis and the reason why I'm so fascinated with Lewis is he's kind of like the face of the sport. He really is. Outside of, obviously, Max. Like, it's Max right now because he's winning a lot. But if you look, if you like, but for like mainstream appeal, it's kind of Lewis, right? He's the face. He does a lot of, I don't want to say advertising, but he does a lot of publicity. Like, he knows a lot of celebrities. He has great contacts. He knows a lot of influential people. And Lewis really is a huge reason why the sport has kind of had this new prominence, as well as Drive to Survive. There's a very, there's varying factors for Formula One's prominence, but he is definitely one of those factors. And I think as, and by the way, he's such an interesting figure. It's not just because he's popular or this big, or he's pretty much almost exceeded Formula One as a sport, and he's become a celebrity. You can probably have Lewis Hamilton. I mean, most people in America probably don't know who Lewis Hamilton is, but I would say that's doubly as so, for example, for like Alex Albon or Zhou Guanyu, or probably, as much as I love Valtteri, I mean, everybody loves Valtteri, but you know what I mean? It's just like they're not celebrities. It's not like they're rubbing elbows with Serena Williams and Farrell, you know what I mean? Or Tom Brady, for that matter. He's on this whole new, different celebrity, competitively or comparatively to essentially everyone else on the grid. But I think Lewis is so interesting, not only because of his celebrityness, but also, and more importantly, because this motherfucker wins a lot of fucking championships, or technically has won a lot of fucking championships. I mean, he's won 7 fucking world championships, really should have won 8 in 2021. And it's going to be so interesting. I mean, I've already kind of just, I said it after the, I think the first couple of races this year, I was like, I feel like it's going to be Max, 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 Super Max this entire year. And we're just going to see him murdering the grid. Hold on. Excuse me. Sorry. I just feel like we're just going to see Max murdering the grid and just killing the grid and being this dominant force in Formula One versus, for example, everyone else. Like, there's this statistic that Max has won like 50% of all total races in the last like couple of years, which makes a lot of sense. But I think Lewis is such an interesting figure, not only because of how many championships he's won. He's the only motherfucker that's been able to push Max Verstappen in the last couple of years. Okay? In a comparable car, probably a better car, but we all kind of know what happened at the end of 2021. And like this, In a comparable car, Max and Lewis had an awesome fucking rivalry. I want fucking competition again. I want to fight. I want to fight. And every single team looks as if they've been lagging behind Red Bull for the better part of half of a decade, almost at this point, in regards to their ground effect cars and the philosophies that they have around them. Ferrari seems to be the second best car. Mercedes seems to be like the fifth, maybe sixth car. Like, in probably this order, it's Red Bull as the best car, Ferrari as the second car, and then I think it's McLaren, and then Aston Martin, and then, yeah, it's Mercedes at fifth. Weirdly enough, there were some really, really nice drives from some other teams on during the Chinese Grand Prix. The Haas, I think, qualified kind of well. The state car kind of performed kind of well at times during qualifying. It was kind of weird to like look at, and maybe it may, I mean, Lewis was eliminated in Q1, but it was kind of, so it's like it kind of threw the entire grid off. But it was kind of interesting to like watch qualifying this past weekend and be like, oh my gosh, I see like so many different cars kind of competing at a higher level. This is like before, or not before, but after the first couple of like, or after, I guess, the first kind of lap that you set. It was after, and it was like, oh my gosh, like some of the cars are just performing better than the Mercedes. It's just so fascinating to me. It's going to be so interesting to see whether or not Ferrari is good next year. I know everybody is just riding the Sainz train hard. By the way, I also find it interesting that Aston Martin's Fernando Alonso, everybody thinks that, I thought he was going to just swap seats with Mercedes at the beginning of this year. I thought it was just going to be like, all right, Fernando's just going to go to Mercedes and he's going to drive for Mercedes and take Lewis's seat because the Mercedes will probably be better than the Aston Martin. Ha-ah. That's not the case whatsoever. Mercedes is way worse than the Aston Martin potentially long term. And so he's just like, I'll just stay with Aston Martin for the foreseeable future and see what the fuck happens. But man, oh man. I can't wait for next season to see if Lewis can challenge Max. I mean, Charles had a nice drive as well, but the Ferrari doesn't look like it's going to take the Red Bull this season as well, or next season in 2025. It literally will be the 2026 season where we're kind of crossing our fingers and hoping that ground effect cars kind of like come into fruition in action. There's a really, really awesome kind of couple of games that happened over the weekend when it comes to the NBA playoffs. I saw pretty much none of them on Sunday because I had a bunch of tests that I had to prepare for. But overall, this week, when it comes to basketball, has had some awesome games. I'm watching an awesome series. I'm watching a rerun of Philly versus New York, the Lakers versus the Nuggets, and Dallas just getting their shit pushed in earlier. Again, I didn't see that game because it was one of the games that was on Sunday, and I didn't watch any games on Sunday because I just had stuff to prepare for. But then it's like the Suns versus the Timberwolves. I mean, God, man, KD can't fucking do anything right. He can't do fucking anything right. I mean, he goes from the Nets to the Suns with the aspirations of winning another title, and he essentially joins on yet another bandwagon, and he is incapable, once again, of winning another championship because he essentially cleared out the depth of the bench, and now they can't even fucking play well against the Timberwolves. And it was 95-120, a 25-point blowout. It's like, Jesus Christ. He was abominable. It was terrible. Oh my God. Heat got absolutely destroyed by the Celtics, 94-114. And then the Pacers, I mean, the Pacers have had a lot of momentum behind them, a lot of hype. They lose in kind of horrific fashion as well, 94-109. Kind of non-existent as well. It's just, there's some series that are kind of over with. I feel like the Pacers versus the Bucks series is over. I think the Heat versus the Celtics, I think that's over with. We'll kind of see what happens if the Mavericks can kind of come back from their horrendous loss against the Clippers. The same thing goes with the Lakers and the 76ers. I think some of these series are a lot more closer than what they kind of, than what the record states and what the box score states. But still, you know, you are what your record says you are. And a lot of these teams that really should be more competitive aren't. Like two huge buzzer beaters in back-to-back games. 76ers had a buzzer beater and the Lakers. Just not really a lot much more to do. I'm peacing out for tonight. I'm going to see you on Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, 24's Podcast.